Daily Rest, Thursday, July 27th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is God's Name. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, abounding in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord, abounding in goodness and truth. Goodness is a constant or abiding favor. Truth is a spirit of uprightness and integrity of mind. Who would not want to deal with the individual whose character is not only marked by goodness and truth, but whose character is abounding in goodness and truth? This is our Lord God, whose goodness and truth enable us to recognize, even in difficult times, that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, Psalm 33:5, and to confidently confess, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verse 6. Israel needed this revelation of the Lord's character at this time. They had failed their Lord God. In weakness, they worshipped a golden calf, turning their backs on the Lord, who led them out of Egypt and provided them bread, water, and meat in the wilderness. The Lord was prepared to end his relationship with them, but Moses pleaded with God to relent in view of his character. He was a God abounding in goodness. He was a God of truth who promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give their descendants the land of Canaan. The Lord could not renege on his promises. He had to remain true to his character. This Moses knew, and this is what the Lord wants us to remember. There are times in our lives when we will fail, when we will prove unfaithful to the Lord. It is then that we must cling to him with repentant hearts. It is then that we must hold before his eyes his many promises, confident that, in doing so, we are honoring him by trusting his character. Let us remember the words of Paul to Timothy, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." 2 Timothy 2:13. O Lord God, help us always to remember and praise you for your goodness. When we wander in our weakness, please restore us to your abundant truth, so that our present lives are preserved and our future lives secured. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.